Now, what do you cook bacon and eggs in?
Skillet.
Skillet. Did you ever have any other name for that?
Frying pan.
Okay, or any nickname? If it didn't have legs on it?
Not that I know.
Okay. What's it made out of? What were they made out of?
Usually cast iron.
Cast iron, okay. And how'd you clean them?
By washing them.
You did put them in water?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard people say you don't put them in water. Okay, now to boil water, you use the
kettle.
Okay. Now, if you need to boil a whole lot of water, like for the laundry, what do you use?
A wash pot.
Okay. Now, if you went out and picked wildflowers and brought them in, your mother would put them in a
vase.
Okay. Now, you sit down to eat at the table, and you're going to have soup and meat and peas. What utensils would you need for all those things?
You need a bowl and a plate.
Okay, but
A fork and a spoon.
Okay, and to cut the meat?
Meat knife.
And for four people, how many of those would you need?
12.
12.
Knives, forks, and spoons.
Okay. All right, you're on the telephone and you want to hurry and get off and you haven't done the dishes yet. And say, oh, I've got to go now, I've got to
wash dishes.
Okay. Now, after you've put them through the soapy water and you want to get the soap off, or if Mom wants to, what does she do?
Puts them through the rinse water.
Okay, or you can say she
rinses the dishes. she's the one doing all the work.
All right, when you're washing dishes, what do you use to rub them clean with?
We used to call that dishcloth.
Okay. And then when you dry them, what do you use?
Drying cloth.
Okay. When you take a bath, what do you use the?
Bath cloth.
Okay. And to dry with?
Towel.
Okay.
Bath towel.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing that the water pours out of when you turn on?
The faucet.
Okay. And you came back from your trip last winter and you found out the pipes had
frozen.
And what happened after they froze?
A leaking.
Uh-huh, but sometimes
you
when
I cracked them. Busted them.
Okay. And if it happened last night, you'd say, uh-oh, the pipe
froze last night.
Or it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze.
If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
Okay. A long time ago, when people would buy flour, they bought it in a container called a
flour sack.
Yeah, but a wooden container that you might buy flour in would be a
barrel.
Barrel, okay. Now, did you ever buy molasses? In a large
bucket. You mean a keg?
Keg. Okay.
No, we usually just buy them in gallon buckets.
How about lard? Did you buy lard?
Lard cans. Yes, we. I remember we used to. Well, we grow our own lard, and buy those lard cans and store it in 5 gallon, 6 gallon cans.
But you bought molasses in a.
Just a gallon buckets. We have to use.
If you had a big container or something and you were going to pour it into a smaller container, what would help you do that?
A phone.
Okay. If you're going somewhere with a team of horses in a wagon and they're not going fast enough, you might pick up this thing and
the wagon wheel?
Yeah.